Jerry Doyle Show.
I don't know if you've experienced this in your life, but I've come across the occasion where, let's say I'm having a heated conversation with a wife or a girlfriend or a wife who finds out you have a girlfriend, and you try and say, would you just calm down? I've never had good results with the whole notion of calming down, suggesting calming down, or keeping calm. But our guest, Lisa Kuypers-Kamen, who's a positive psychology coach and the author of Are We Happy Yet? 8 Keys to Unlocking a Joyful Life, says, with all of this stuff that's going on, with the debt drama and the congressional catfights and the government shutdown, one of the keys to happiness is to remain calm. Lisa Kuypers-Kamen, welcome back to the program. It's easy to say, and people go, okay, I should remain calm. But a lot of people are not remaining calm. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, and I am calm. It's nice to be with you, Jerry. But you know what? You know, in keeping with the spirit of being happily pissed off, I think there's another side to the calm. That, you know, there's nothing wrong with getting your bee in a bonnet, you know, if you're doing something with it.
Yeah, I get all that, and I have a great ability. I don't know why, and maybe it's just something dysfunctional in my brain, but I can flip a switch where I can be at 200 miles an hour on the radio show at 5:59, and at 6 o'clock when the show's done, I can flip a switch, and I've purged it. Maybe it's because I've purged it all for 3 hours. I'm kind of like the muse of America's angst, and I'm talking to a metaphoric therapist. And I'm letting that therapist know exactly just how pissed off I am and how disgusted I am. And there's something cathartic about that. And I think that's one of the reasons people like this program and guests like you is that we are validating what it is they're thinking and feeling. And there's nothing wrong with being pissed off at what's happening in this country, but you also have to know how to let it go.
Amen. It is being able to express what's going on, express the emotion, the pissed offness, being able to it's not just about letting go, but it's about recognizing the things that we have power to change and what we don't have power to change.
Right.
And I think that's what has people really frustrated right now.
In what you say in the tips for happiness during these very uncertain times. You have something here where you say focus on individual centering. What is that?
Well, paying attention to what's going on at home. And what I mean by home is the metaphoric home. You know, what's going on inside, the centering that we can have with ourselves. And that may be practicing stress relief techniques. It may be meditation. It may be actually going out to a boxing class and punching a punching bag or having a pillow fight with your kids. I mean, that centering, anything that gets you focused and regrounded, because it's easy to let our heads spiral off into the ethers with our emotions.
So basically you're saying in the old days when you had the Polaroid camera and that little white thing came out in the front, you waited 60 seconds and you got a snapshot of that moment in time of whatever it was you were taking a picture of. We need to take a snapshot of our lives, and perhaps more than once a day.
Oh, multiple times a day. You know, science has proven, and I mentioned this before, that, you know, being grateful or recognizing the things in life that are going well, especially in a period of time when things aren't going well, that recalling of the positive memories or the positive emotion or recognition of what is right with life tends to diffuse that time bomb, that ticking time bomb that we tend to have when we feel that life is out of control.
So you take this snapshot once, twice, three, four, five, six times a day, and then you're trying to just say, okay, let me look at that snapshot. And I guess if I can use a film analogy, Ms. Kuypers-Kamen, when I was shooting the TV series and the movies that I did, which you probably never saw, but they
I don't know. We'll have to talk about that.
They were shooting on film. Most of it's digital now. But film would run through the camera at 24 frames per second. But if I took 1/24th of 1 second, that would be a snapshot of that scene. And maybe I would have a certain perception of what that scene was about based upon that 1/24th of 1 second of film. But if I took time to look at the entire scene and then perhaps the entire episode, it might give me a different perspective of what I think that snapshot is saying about what's going on.
Indeed. And in fact, when we look at the things that upset us, whether it's the government meltdown, our spouses, our children, our day at the office, whatever it is, the majority of the day, when you look at it sort of for the big picture, that perspective, pull the telescope back and look at the whole scene, most of the day or most of the events probably went okay. It's what we dial in on, which is the negative stuff. You know, we love to be, I call them like negative gossipers. You know, we love to dial in on what's wrong when the majority of things going on are really okay.
You know, I only have about a minute left, so a couple of things I want you to think about when we go to break. And Lisa Kamen has decided to kindly stay with us for another segment on the program. Her book is Are We Happy Yet? 8 Keys to Unlocking a Joyful Life, Amazon.com, all major book retailer. The website is harvestinghappiness.com. But why are we attracted to the negative? What do we have to do to stop watching the disaster channel? And how do we avoid, I guess, buying into the hoax persons and the cheerleaders and the spokesmen and women that are asking us every day to pray at the altar of Our Lady of Perpetual Outrage? Because a lot of people do. They get down on their knees and they pray with outrage over things that are seemingly in their control, but they're really not. And the disaster channel and the whole, nattering nabobs of negativity? We seem to be drawn to the negative. So maybe what we do is we get back with you and we figure out how do we seek out and focus and build on the positives and minimize the negatives. Lisa Kuypers-Kamen is with us, positive psychology coach, author. Her book, Are We Happy Yet? When we get back, stick with us.
The Jerry Doyle Show.